I have a motion. I move that Pacific National Board authorize and direct Pete to design and develop by our next face-to-face board meeting a proposal for a unified e-commerce site for Pacifica's five stations.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that yes, please.
Would we ask Pete if he has any comment on this?
Well, if...
Oh, okay, I know.
Yeah, that's the next, the third thing. It's been moved and properly seconded that Pete Karakas be authorized or asked to prepare a proposal for e-commerce for all of the Pacifica stations to be presented at the next in-person board meeting. And so we want a response from Pete back as well as for from other people. Okay.
In terms of proposal, I assume it comes with a discussion. I welcome it. If we're talking 3 months from now, that should be sufficient time to prepare a comprehensive proposal. In fact, to give it to you in advance so we can have a real discussion. Sure.
Wendy?
Okay. I would just amend it that we instruct the ED to... We can't tell Pete what to do, but we can tell the ED what to do. So if can it be reworded so that...
Can we also amend it to ask that it be brought first to the technology committee before it comes back to this board for review and recommendation?
Are those amendments accepted? Are there any objections to those amendments?
I would say that the ED, no doubt, would either refer it to the technology committee or not. And I think that really is redundant and just another roadblock, if I may. So I would just like not to have that amendment added to it.
The person who made the amendment, which is Ambrose, do you consider the inclusion of the reference to the technical committee as a friendly amendment and accept it?
Sure, as long as Pete has a chance to get it to the committee prior. As long as Pete has a chance to get that proposal done and submitted to the committee prior to the next face-to-face board meeting. Because so we don't want to hold this up.
Okay, can we close the discussion at this point and go to a vote on the amendment? Well, we got two amendments. With regard to the amendment to refer the proposal to the technical committee. Technology committee. Could we have a show, those in favor of referring or adopting the amendment to refer the proposal to the technology committee, please show by show.
I'm sorry, can I clarify? That's not quite the amendment. It's to have the Pete bring the proposal to the committee. We're not referring this entire motion. We want it to move forward by March and come back to this board whenever we meet, back to the board. It's just to have him go through the committee before it comes to the board. Is that clear?
Actually, I thought that was an amendment to the amendment where the amendment said it would have to be directed to the executive director, and then you added to the executive director and to the technology committee, and then there was a comment that that was unnecessary because the executive director has the authority to delegate and should do so. So I think that's where we are on that.
I just think they're two separate amendments.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
They're just two separate amendments.
Okay.
It's pretty simple.
Okay. Those in favor of, what was the language you preferred? As opposed to referring?
That the proposal be brought first to the technology committee before coming back to the board, before coming to the board.
And where does the ED fit in that?
Well, that's a separate thing, which I think is fine. It's how we do all our motions.
Would you restate your amendment?
Ambrose, you want to restate the motion, and then I'll fit in the amendment?
Move that the PNB authorize and direct Pete, I'll make a copy and send it down, to design and develop by our next face-to-face board meeting a proposal for a unified e-commerce site for Pacifica's five stations.
So the amendment would be, can I look at that? The proposal shall first be reviewed by the technology committee.
Yes,
sir. And then the ED thing is a separate amendment, which is just to make it read that the PNB authorize and direct the executive director to have the, Pete, what's your title?
Sure.
Okay, to have Pete Karakas, et cetera, design and develop.
Okay, we've got Margaret, Lisa. Margaret first and then Lisa.
Okay, I'm wondering if, to stay within the spirit of Ambrose's proposal, there shouldn't be some kind of time line put on this, because we know sometimes things go to committees and are buried in committees and you don't hear anything for another year. So, and I think that's Ambrose's concern. So I'm wondering if there could be some language within the motion itself or to your amendment. It's already in there?
It says by our next face-to-face board meeting.
Yeah, but you're also saying, well, first it has to go to the technology committee.
Right.
So what if it doesn't go to the technology committee doesn't deal with it by the next board meeting? That's what I'm raising. That's the problem.
Well, can I interject on that? Because it doesn't, I mean, I was not interpreting the amendment as saying that it has to go to the technology committee before we do the work, but that the technology committee will meet and discuss this while we're complying with the board's resolution.
Now it says first review. Now it says first review.
Well, if it's before, why should it go before? I think Ambrose's proposal was quite clear and specific. I don't think staff needs further help in understanding what Ambrose's motion means.
Right. No. It doesn't go to the committee first. I'm saying that Pete, if we pass this with my amendment, Pete can go forward tomorrow and start working on the proposal and then bring it to the committee to have the first level of review before it comes to this board. That's all. It's the normal process for every proposal we do on this board. Now, I hear Margaret's concern. What if the committee doesn't meet? Do we just let this go? And I guess we could, you know, to put some pressure on them, we could say, well, and if it does not go to the committee in time, then it comes directly to the board at the next in-person meeting.
Yeah. Can I just finish that bit?
Well, we don't want to get into you all going back and forth.
Well, I just wanted to make a proposal to resolve this matter.
Go ahead.
Okay, because it might
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Is it just you want to add a specific number of days? And if that is, what is it?
Do I want to
just... Yeah, because that's the only question.
Well, the question is Bob, maybe you could include in your motion what you just said. That if for some reason it has the technology committee has not addressed it prior to the next meeting, that it will come directly back to the PNB.
Right, that was my changed motion.
Right, that's a change motion.
Lisa?
Oh, I just wanted to make a quick comment in support of the amendment. Can I do that?
Which is?
As somebody who has been on the technology...
We're in the middle of voting
on... No, but that's,
on
what that's what I'm asking. So I don't know if it was closed or
my reading
not.
Is no.
Okay.
Wendy.
Thank you. I'm just, you know, we're instructing an employee to do something, and I wouldn't tie we're lucky that Pete's a member of the technology committee, and it's been a good committee. We don't know how long it's going to take to elect people to this committee. All the stations are going to go at their own pace, no matter what we say. You know, give him the power to do what we're instructing him to do without... I'm sure he will bring it to them if they meet and are ready to, but I'm going to vote against the amendment of including the technology committee.
I'm sorry, because I'm...
I'll put you back on the staff.
Thank you.
I'd like to call the question.
I just wanted to make a quick comment.
We're thinking it to death.
Is there opposition to closing debate and calling the question?
Right. I was just going to make a quick comment.
Why don't you make a splitter?
Go ahead.
I just want to say the reason that I support it, as somebody having been on the technology committee, sometimes there's problems with getting the committees involved the way they need to be involved and understanding how they have to support. Not everybody on the committees are necessarily on the board, so that's why I support it going before the committee, but not being hung up in the committee if it's a problem. That's why I just think it's important.
Okay, so... At this point, we're voting for whether or not the proposal would go to the technology committee and it would address the proposal within a time frame that allows it to come to the board by the next in-person meeting.
But if that doesn't happen, it would come directly to the next in-person meeting without going through the committee.
Is there any objection to the to that amendment?
No.
Okay. Then we go to the main proposal or motion, excuse me, and that is that Pete Karakas prepare a proposal for e-commerce involving all of the Pacifica stations, unified. E-commerce proposal.
But there was the other amendment about the executive, inserting right. executive director.
Oh, I'm
director.
Sorry, yeah.
That the executive director direct the webmaster for Pacifica to develop an E.
That the that the executive director would direct Pete Karakas to prepare the proposal to create a unified e-commerce proposal.
Yes.
To be delivered to the board at the next in-person meeting.
After having been referred.
After having been referred to the technology committee. The technology committee failing to perform, then the proposal comes to the board right. without that committee's comment.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
Are there any objections to that motion, to the main motion?
No.
As stated. Seeing none, the motion and its amendment has been adopted.
Okay. I don't see a secretary.
I'm sorry. She told me that she had to just quickly check out of the hotel, so she should be back momentarily.
Okay, fine.
And this is being taped, so she can get it afterwards.
Okay. So you might talk to George?
I'd like to do something responsive to Pete's request for more assistance for all of this. I'm not exactly sure what the procedure is on the board for recommending that we hire somebody. My guess is it's probably make a motion to the executive director to either decide it here that we should hire it or ask the finance committee to consider the question. I'll move it in that form. So I move that we request that the executive director, we can just refer it to the finance committee. We don't need him to do that, do we? Okay, so I move that we ask the finance committee to consider prior to the next meeting adding two, which was the request, people to Pete's staff in order to facilitate and in order to provide the staff that he needs to complete the tasks he's being assigned.
Just to be clear, this is, I'm saying as a network, we need two specialists as a network, not, you know, necessarily at the national office, but collectively, you know, that's just to be clear.
Okay.
Be, you know, wherever they are as far as...
That they consider two specialists in the network to assist Pete in the handling of these tasks.
Dan.
I have to have a second first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to speak to
him. I'm adding you. Go ahead.
I wonder if Pete, how long it would take Pete to develop a very short one-page proposal costing out what he needs and how much he thinks it would cost, and perhaps we could bring that to our next teleconference for approval. Could we put a time limit on that then, assuming it meets within 3 weeks? Or
this is something that I've made requests for over the last 3 years, and in fact, a couple of boards ago approved this such position, though it didn't actually happen. So I have the documentation and the dialogue and the numbers for the one person. I can add for a second person and explain the difference, as well as the volunteers that we will have after this. So it's not just what the one or two people will bring, but a plan for the whole. I can prepare that and update it for the next meeting, no problem.
But you have to update it for the Finance Committee, not for the meeting, and it has to go through.
Can't hear you.
I'm sorry. I think there are other people in this room. I apologize.
A point of order? Okay. Who's calling a point of order?
Mm-hmm. Nia?
Go ahead.
How much time do we have left is in this?
The time, we're at time, quite frankly.
I just wanted a point of information.
Please.
Our policy is to have a financial impact statement also accompany all motions.
Right.
Now that, but that information has to be before the Finance Committee when they review it, the impact. There is a form, financial impact.
So how do we authorize that?
We get a form, and Pete fills out that form. I look it over. Then it goes forth to the Finance Committee.
Okay.
I think at this point, well, I can call the people who are on the stack. We're at time. In fact, we're past time.
Move to extend for 5 minutes.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Dan, you are next.
But we need to get I wanted to say something else, and I will say something else. But I think, I mean, I don't think the board needs a motion for this. Pete and I will work up a proposal. We'll give it to Lonnie. He'll do financial impact report and forward it to the Finance Committee. I mean, if that's acceptable to everyone.
Fine with me.
We will do that.
Will you withdraw the motion?
I withdraw the motion.
All right. Thank you.
So I consider myself instructed. The other thing that I just wanted to do, because I wanted to clear up, it's, you know, we have these urban legends around Pacifica. So, Pete, I want to ask you a question. What is the truth of the matter? Is the Pacifica server in your bedroom?
No, it's in the bathroom. No, I'm just kidding. No, the Pacifica server is in Pennsylvania, and it's hosted by one of the top hosts in the country. They also host for free a lot of Linux and open source software, so they're a good political alliance with us. They're called Pear. In fact, the only equipment Pacifica has given me is nothing. So in 6 years, I've bought all my computers, laptops. I paid for everything and don't get reimbursed, including the domain names and everything. So the answer is nothing of Pacifica's is in my possession, not even the cell phone.
Margaret, did you still want to make a comment?
No. Okay. Bonnie, I'll raise the issue. I was going to. You can take me off the staff.
Okay, Bonnie?
I just have a short one just from something you just said. Does that mean that you own the domain names? Personally?
No, the domain. Well, I bought them for Pacifica, and it's a donation. I put them in the name of Dan Coughlin in the past, or Greg Goom, or the executive directors, typically.
Okay, so we need to.
So, we need to update them.
When we get a permanent executive director, they'll be updated again. Yes.
Then it appears that we've completed the business on this particular item. And I'll return the floor to the chair.